Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We can do a lot of things here at In the Loop. We can save images, and we're going to save some images of some guys in town that we feel need image repair. The In the Loop PR firm will be put to the test shortly.
We have given ourselves the task of accomplishing something, like actually tangible stuff every segment. We're two for two.
We do this every day. This isn't just a new thing.
I'm keeping tabs of it. At 10 a.m., we came up with the right nickname for El Martillo, for Yordan Alvarez. 10:15, we decided Jimmy Butler is a selfish no-go. What are we going to talk about here? We're going to cure some problems. There are people in this town that have a PR problem.
And we're going to help them in the Loop PR cast. But before we do that, we think Jimmy Butler might need one as well. Maybe James Harden and Chris Paul need one. Let's go to the barber. Barber, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Since Harden's been here, we pretty much gave him everything he wanted. He wanted Dwight Howard out. He said he couldn't get to the paint. He had a problem with Mikhail. They had a series one time also with the Spurs, where Kawhi Leonard goes to the bench. He didn't want to penetrate. He just stopped. We keep giving Harden everything, and people keep trying to push it off on everybody else instead of the man who needs to blame, which is James Harden. James Harden needs to change that offense, and I think Butler is someone that will push D'Antoni and get on Harden to demand more of him. Because when we had Olajuwon back in the day, it wasn't none of this mess in the fourth quarter when you don't show up. We had a guy like Tracy McGrady, didn't show up. It's time to get somebody in there that's gonna demand the victory in the playoffs. This regular season stuff means nothing.
Okay.
Did he say T-Mac did show up?
It didn't show up in the clutch. That's not a bad point. But here's the thing. James Harden, like him or not, is one of the most prolific scorers in the history of the game. You're not going to change anything. The only thing you're going to change is the point he's getting at here, is surrounding him with someone who can challenge him and will connect. I don't know if Jimmy Butler is that guy, especially when, like I said, there are so many kind of simmering embers already, and you bring in another, you know, another fiery guy in Jimmy Butler.
Okay, tell me this. If Jimmy Butler's such a great leader, then why is it that when he went to Philadelphia last year and he was supposed to help young players like Ben Simmons and like Joel Embiid, there were so many reports about chaos in the locker room. If he can't help young players like that, why in the heck am I supposed to believe that Jimmy Butler's going to come here? Keep in mind, you're also going to have to break up your core bringing in Jimmy Butler. You're not just adding Jimmy Butler. You're getting rid of likely Eric Gordon and Clint Capella, which is another issue on itself.
Right.
But tell me how the hell Jimmy Butler is going to come here and fix James Harden, who, by the way, we blame coaches and we blame Harden for, you know, butting heads with Dwight Howard and butting heads with these guys. The organization doesn't necessarily help the situation by coddling to him as much as they do, you know, and making it clear that, you know,
he's
this
the
is
franchise,
our MVP
though.
Going to bat. He deserves to be.
He's the franchise.
I have nothing against James Harden, and I don't understand why people want to take the ball out of James Harden's hands. Like, do you realize when you're saying take the ball out of James Harden's hands and put it in Chris Paul's, you realize Chris Paul, before he came to Houston and joined James Harden, had never been to the Western Conference Finals. You realize Chris Paul had played, can I interest you in a stat? 86 playoff games before he reached a Western Conference Finals. That's the longest streak in NBA history.
Right.
So acting like James Harden doesn't get the job done and acting like you need to take the ball out of his hands, Chris Paul is not known for coming up in the big situations.
You're right. But here's the thing with James Harden. Maybe he's not, you know, the guy. We heard the joke. The guy in the clutch in the postseason. Maybe not. But he's the one that you're going to have to hope. finds it and figures it out. I mean, because he's the best player on the floor.
I mean, his numbers in the fourth aren't that bad in the postseason. Right. I mean, sometimes he might make
it.
We know the story,
and they haven't done it. But until he does it, he's going to have that albatross on his back.
James Harden is the least of your problems. There are 99% of the teams in the NBA would want James Harden. They would want that problem. Terry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, I was calling, man. The last caller kind of had it right, but I want to tell you guys that with Jimmy screaming at the players telling them that they were soft, he wasn't lying. We look for people to tell the truth, and he literally was in practice telling them with the second streamers telling them that they couldn't guard him. We need that. Clint Capella begged for Golden State,
Terry,
and then didn't show up. Yes,
Terry,
sir.
You are right about that. All I'm saying is when you've guys got guys like James Harden and Chris Paul who think the same thing, that could be a recipe for disaster. Yes, we want someone to connect and make this team, you know, come together and be a championship team. But keep in mind, it wasn't just demanding more from players. I saw a tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski earlier, and I got
pretty
it right.
Pretty credible source.
The most credible. He says that one of the practices that Jimmy Butler verbally challenged teammates, that's fine, then challenged coaches, front office, and was vociferous and emotional with Tom Thibodeau, Scott Layden, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Andrew Wiggins. I mean, maybe you see that in terms of bringing up the play of his teammates, and I would agree with that, you know, challenging them. But when you're that much of a live wire with Chris Paul and James Harden, well, it better work, because if it doesn't, it's going to explode in your face.
You also got to keep in mind, Terry, Clint Capella's gone if Jimmy Butler comes here.
You might get, you know, DeAndre Jordan. But.
Okay, appreciate it. There's another headache with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan. We've seen that in Los Angeles and how they butted heads a couple times. You're going to lose Clint Capella. You're likely going to lose Eric Gordon. You want that? You want to trade P.J. Tucker? You want to trade two of those three? Because that's what you're going to have to do to make the money match. So Jimmy Butler's going to come here. It's not like he's going to be able to light a fire under Clint Capella, Eric Gordon's butt. Those guys are not going to be there. And you're going to have to replace that production. So keep that in mind. It's great to want star players, but the super team in Golden State is dead, at least till next year, at least through next year. So maybe the recipe for building a super team is not the recipe to get stuff done anymore. So just keep that in mind. Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. Let's put ourselves to work.
Yes.
The In the Loop PR firm, athletes, coaches in town that need an image repair. Let's start with the most polarizing member of the Houston Astros, Carlos Correa. We know how talented Carlos Correa is. 2 years left of club control after this season. We don't know how the Astros are going to handle that. We do know that Carlos Correa had a little bit of drama earlier this year when he allegedly broke a rib getting a massage at his house. Mm-hmm. AJ Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, they acted a little bit surprised by it. They basically said, ask Carlos what happened. He told us a lot of people were not buying it, but George Springer returned yesterday. Jose Altuve is already back. Carlos Correa is looking to return. Just listen to what Carlos Correa said yesterday when he was meeting with the media. Now, this guy could help the Astros right now. The Astros are in a battle for the best record in all of baseball and in the American League. They could use their shortstop back. They need their all-star caliber shortstop back. Carlos Correa has some extra motivation to get back, and I think it makes a lot of Astros fans upset.
I'm itching to get back there on the field. I kind of got motivated by the fans too, voting me into the top three in the All-Star games. And I don't know, I'm motivated, man. I want to be able to try to get before the All-Star game, just in case I win those votes. I would love to play for the fans that supported me and voted for me.
So that's your motivation right now?
I'm definitely motivated. The plan is to be doing rehab games throughout the All-Star break. And I told him that if the fans vote me in, one of my rehab games is going to be the All-Star games.
Is he serious?
This is comical.
Is he serious?
You're playing for the Houston Astros, a World Series contender by any gauge.
Is he serious?
And you're saying what motivated you to try to get back was the All-Star game. Let's let that set in for a second. Not your teammates. Not getting the best record in the... And I'm not saying he doesn't care about that, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a PR thing is what we're talking about. it's not the best thing to prioritize. Even if you believe it, it's not the best thing to prioritize in your interview in front of Astros fans. Yeah, you know, that All-Star game really motivated me to come back. The fact that I might be able to play that. Look, I know he cares about his teammates. I know he cares about this team and this city. I
can't believe that.
It's just a bad look.
I can't believe that.
Bad priorities.
Let me help you out, Carlos Correa. Let me provide you with the time machine, and let's go to the back to the old Saved by the Bell, What I Should Have Said theater. Okay? This is what you should have said, Carlos Correa. You should have said, it's an honor that the fans still want to vote me into the All-Star game, despite the fact I've missed so much time. But at this point, my top priority is to go out there and help our team win the division and make another chase towards the World Series. If I am voted in, appreciate the gesture. I'll go participate in the festivities and enjoy the scenery, but I'm going to have to let someone more deserving this season take my place. Carlos Correa, you're going to be in plenty of All-Star games if you can stay healthy, which is a question all in itself.
Yeah.
You do not need to be sitting there while your teammates are out there grinding this out, while Alex Bregman's out there having to carry the team the last year and a half, when you've missed over 50 games the last two seasons, when Jose Altuve is out there rushing to get back with his teammates, when George Springer, the day that he's making his debut, to get back there and help his teammates. It's a bad look for you to sit there and say your motivation is playing in a freaking All-Star game, which, by the way, home field advantage is no longer on the line with it either.
He said he wanted it to be one of those rehab games, the All-Star game. And something else is kind of becoming clear here from the outside looking into that clubhouse. AJ Hinch, I'm not going to say he doesn't like Carlos Correa.
You saw his quote after he said,
"I got it right here.
I'm going to
read it.
That.
I'm going to read it." But you're start just reading between the lines. I'm not going to say he doesn't like Carlos Correa, but I think it's pretty clear he's not Carlos Correa's biggest fan. Because what did he say after the rib injury? You're going to have to ask him.
You're going to have to ask Carlos. I don't know.
Yeah. And now, after Carlos Correa says that his priority is getting back for the All-Star game, wants to turn it into a rehab game, AJ Hinch said, like, very directly, unfortunately for him, I don't think that's realistic given the time he's had off and he hasn't played a rehab game yet. Maybe by then he's active, but unfortunately with the timing, I don't see how that's a possibility. Carlos Correa, get out of your own way.
That's the advice. Carlos Correa from the In the Loop PR staff. Get out of your own way. What other guys around town could use the help of the In the Loop PR staff?
Who doesn't like a good list? Nobody. Everybody likes a good list. I think there are three.
Everybody, you mean?
Everybody likes a good list. I think there are three people in Houston sports that by far and away, head and shoulders and torso above everyone else, need good PR.
Okay.
They need to repair their image.
I'm here for them.
Number one, and this is no order. But these three, way above everybody else. Number one is James Harden.
Really?
Yes. James Harden is polarizing in his own town.
I'll let you take over this one. What would you do for James Harden? I think he just needs to keep doing his thing and shake them haters off.
I think James Harden is perceived now, I'm going to say he is, as aloof. Aloof. Maybe a little bit not clutch, you know. Maybe distant. From fans, here's what James Harden needs to do, and I'm 100% serious here. I'm not trying to be funny.
I believe you.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you.
I believe you.
James Harden needs.
Where's this going?
Needs to pick up a cell phone.
Oh no.
Call J.J. Watt, and say, either you or your team needs to help me. How do you do it? How do you do it? I'm dead serious, because J.J. Watt does it without like. I mean, we all know that he puts a little extra jelly on.
He's grown up though. JJ used to struggle with this. I think JJ used to be a little over the top. He's admitted as much.
He's admitted as much. But now it's like he just does actions that people he lets it happen organically. You know, his star power and I'm not saying James Harden doesn't do charity work and all that, but he just doesn't come off as sincere.
Okay.
I call J.J. Watt and say, how do you do it, man?
Okay.
Have your people call my people.
Okay. So Carlos Correa needs to get out of his own way. James Harden needs to call J.J. Watt. Who else we got on the list?
Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien has a bad image in this town.
I don't know.
They went 11-5 last year. And who was the whipping boy of the entire organization?
You tell me.
Bill O'Brien. I don't think he cares, so maybe this isn't going to happen. But
I think he does.
I think everybody cares to a degree, right? I mean, nobody wants to be like hated, but some people just let it slide up better than others. I think with Bill O'Brien, his image needs to be more. I think he just needs to open up more.
I'm with you. I think fans want more transparency from Bill O'Brien.
They want to know what do you really think? Bill O'Brien has been here 6 years,
right?
And do you really know what he's all about? Like, what do you really think about him? What do you enjoy doing? Do you fish? Do you hunt? Do you drink beer? Do you like to go to the movies?
I think that could go a long way.
Just sit down in our studio, Bill.
Yeah, great. I guess so, John.
We have an open door, Bill. Just come on in. And I bet you we could spend an hour with Bill O'Brien talking about everything but football.
Fans want to know you.
Right. Just everything, anything
especially
but football.
Especially here. Like, fans want to know. They want to know their head coach.
It's on the table. It's there. It's out there. I just put it out there. Come on in. We'll spend an hour.
We're rooting for you, man.
And talk about anything but football.
We're rooting for
Absolutely.
You, bro. Absolutely. 100%. People are not out to get you. Like,
I'll take
them
fishing.
100% on your side. Oh, wow.
I'll take them fishing and do a Facebook Live.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's kind of self-serving.
But I don't even know if he likes fishing.
It's kind of self-serving, but okay. Let's make this about
Facebook
you.
Facebook Live. Let's make it about the people.
Who else?
Chris Paul.
I don't think you can change him.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I don't think you can change him.
I figure you look like you were going to say
I don't think so either. Yeah.
I think Chris Paul's reputation is irreparable.
When your brother says that you have little man syndrome and you're the head of the NBAPA, I don't think you can change Chris Paul. In the loop, we're going to have to direct him in the direction of a different client.
Two more quick ones?
We'll give you a referral, Chris. So right now we have Carlos Correa. We're repairing images here on In the Loop. Carlos Correa, get out of your own way. James Harden called J.J. Watt. Bill O'Brien, be more transparent. People are rooting for you. They want to know you more.
Two more quick ones, minor ones. Tyler White.
Stop eating. Honestly, man, like that's really the bottom line. You were on our show last year. You said that your goal was to lose weight. You've gained weight. Get in better shape.
I have another opinion.
You said it was your goal.
Well, he's big.
Well, get in better shape. That would be my advice.
I have a different opinion on Tyler White.
Okay, go ahead.
Own it. I think he would be beloved if he said, yeah, you know, not bad for a fat guy, you know, next time he hit a grand slam. You know, just own what you are.
So the Chris Farley approach.
Yeah, the Chris Farley approach is just own it. And then the other one is a very simple answer, and that's the Texans' offensive line. Their image
play better.
Their image is awful, and theirs is simply play better. You hit it,
gotcha.
Nail right on the head.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson is trying to repair his image. He's on Twitter right now. He put out a tweet yesterday. I guess it was the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson. O.J. Simpson, I need to help him out. We've already helped Carlos Correa, James Harden, Bill O'Brien, Tyler White, and the Texans offensive line. O.J. Simpson, allow me, Landry Locker, to help your image. This is O.J. Simpson yesterday on Twitter.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, I woke up this morning, they were talking about Michael Jackson's 10th anniversary. I actually got to be good friends with Jermaine. Years later, I was playing tennis in my backyard with a neighbor when he got word that his nephew was sent home from summer camp because they found out he had cancer, and I guess it had something to do with insurance. And I called Michael. He was real hot there to see if he would help. And we got together to help in the beginning of Camp Good Times, a camp for kids with cancer. Rest in peace, Michael. Take care.
Hey, OJ.
Hold on a second.
If you're trying to repair your image, I understand that there's a lot of camps that have causes. By the way, the second mile with Jerry Sandusky also sent a lot of kids to college and did some good things. But if you're trying to repair your image, bragging about starting camps for kids with Michael Jackson would probably be something I would stay away from. Good Lord, who advises
and
this guy?
And what was the camp called? Camp?
Good Times.
You can't make this up.
OJ, bragging about starting child camps with Michael Jackson is probably not a smart thing to repair your image. What in the hell are you thinking, man?
God.
My goodness. It's almost like he's doing this on purpose.
Camp Good Times.
Camp Good Times with Michael Jackson. Rest in peace.
God.
Dynamo play the Red Bulls on July 3rd. There's going to be a concert.
Pretty good transition right there.
There's going to be a concert. Presented by your Houston Ford dealers. They're going to be facing New York, the New York Red Bulls, and there's going to be an early patriotic celebration with pregame concert in the Bud Light Beer Garden. Then following the game, stick around for a fireworks spectacular courtesy of Kroger. There's also special $7 tickets available with dollar hot dogs and $3 beers all game, not just before, $3 beers all game. Caller number 6, 832-430-2946, 832-430-2946. 2946. We're going to get your 4th of July started the right way, courtesy of the Houston Dynamo. For more information, go to HoustonDynamo.com. My goodness, O.J. Simpson, are you kidding me? A member of the national media has Deshaun Watson as a top 5 QB, but a colleague of ours says he isn't even top 10. Where exactly is Watson in the pecking order? We'll cuss and discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.